President Ramaphosa is answering questions on various issues, including illegal immigration and the deployment of SANDF. Ramaphosa joined the National Assembly virtually. He said Limpopo MEC Poppy Ramathuba raised an important issue when she spoke to a patient last week, blaming foreign nationals for collapsing the health system.
The MEC of Health in Limpopo has raised an important issue: how service provision is affected by migration. That is an important issue that is top of mind in the minds of many South Africans. And indeed, it is part and parcel of having to deal with the whole issue of a framework around migration, not only on our continent, but elsewhere. As people move around the world, one of the issues they're often asked is, are you able to make provision for any service that may have to be offered to you in any shape or form? So that is part of that whole process of having to deal with migration. So the MEC, as I said, has raised an important issue which is currently under debate. And of course, she raised it in the presence of a patient, and I guess it's such an important issue, could have been raised in another way, but be that as it may, it has been raised, and it has evoked quite a debate, not only in our country, but also in Zimbabwe, and also in the rest of the continent.
Ramathuba made headlines last week, triggering opposing discussions about migrants in the country. Ramaphosa said the issue needs to be debated in line with Pan-Africanism and the Constitution.
And it is a matter that is going to enjoy quite a lot of attendance, even as we meet at head of state level, to discuss precisely what the movement of people should really entail, what should accompany that in the form of services, in the form of health issues, in the form of either criminality and rule of law. So all those matters, Honorable Speaker, are matters that are germane to the whole process of migration, which we as a nation also have to deal with within the context of Pan-Africanism, within the context of being a part of this continent, and within the context of our basic humanity. And also in the end, it has to be done within the context of our own constitution.
The president said that the country is making progress in addressing crime. The EFF deputy president, Floyd Shivambu, made a point of order while the president was answering a question, and Malema told Ramaphosa to keep quiet.
I'm not giving you the floor until I recognize you.
Recognize me.
Honorable member, what's happening to you?
Please recognize me. Ow.
I am not going to recognize you because I had closed all order, points of orders.
Must take a point of
Honorable the President.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker.
You may
a point of order.
I'm glad that Honorable Grunewald has recognized that there's been an improvement, but I agree with him that much more needs to be done and can be done. And the focus should be on key priority areas, such as, for instance,
President, there is a point of order, President. When there's a point of order, you must keep quiet and allow other people, Mr. President. There is a point of
order.
Unlike you,
Honorable Malema, please. Honorable Shivambu.
I wanted to clarify if it's permissible for us to make follow-up questions from the main podium there, because we'd let it be so. So all the follow-up questions that we want to make, want to come and stand.
No, Honorable.
Because it was a point of order, because you must be consistent in the room.
No,
if it's allowed, we want to make follow-up questions from there as well. So that
Honorable Member Shivambu,
your presence is hiding somewhere. Want to ask questions from there because it's not here anyway.
MPs spent some time arguing about Ramaphosa's response to the Palapala matter. This is after Ramaphosa said he could not answer as the matter is being investigated.
A matter was submitted to the questions table. A matter was scrutinized. and the matter was approved. And if we're to ask Honorable Zungula, for sure the matter is not even the way he drafted it initially. They said, no, remove this, let's put it this way. It has satisfied the procedures and the requirements of Parliament. It's enough. The Constitution says only when matters are subjudicate, we cannot answer to them. They've met the requirement. If the president had a problem, he would have written to you and said, the question you are asking me has got a problem legally, 1, 2, 3, 4. The president must answer the question legally, constitutionally. There is nothing stopping him.
The sitting continues. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.